Hey, what's going on, folks? We have a wild show for you today. So Alex Jones hosted Ye, the artist formerly known as Kanye, on his Infowars.com website, and I think it was probably the wildest interview I've ever seen in my life. It made the Drink Champs interview look like nothing, the Lex Fridman interview look like kindergarten, and Kanye said pretty much everything that they don't want you to say and that you probably shouldn't say, and he said it unapologetically. Now, I listened to almost the whole interview, and I'm going to try to do my best summary and analysis on the entire thing, not just the clips that people are going to take. And by the way, the clips that people are going to take are clipped for a reason. I'm not making excuses for them. It's not a coincidence. Ye knew exactly what he was doing, probably knew what the response was going to be, and still said it. So I'm not saying people have no right to clip those parts. Of course they do. I'm going to talk about them in a second and be as fair as I possibly can be. The show starts now.
It's the Dream Rare Podcast. Welcome to the show. The way to get the news at the desk or on the road. Let's go. God is great and success in our control. The world is crazy, but we get better from obstacles. It's the Dream Rare Podcast. Welcome to the show. The way to get the news at the desk or on the road. Let's go. God is great and success in our control. The world is crazy, but we get better from obstacles. Yeah.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to Dream Rare Podcast. I'm still kind of in shock right now. Ye, the artist formerly known as Kanye West, was on Alex Jones's Infowars this morning. And I can't say I had expectations because I didn't even know what was happening. But when I heard it announced this morning, you know, I had pretty high expectations. I was like, yay, Alex Jones, you know, he could pretty much say whatever he wants. And he absolutely did. I would say it's the craziest interview of all time. It's probably the least politically correct and most pushing the boundaries conversation in modern history. It makes the Lex Fridman and the Drink Champs podcast look like nothing. So first off, I want to say a few things, and I can't read the comments until after because I have a lot that I want to say, and then I'll get to some of your comments. The first thing I want to say, just from like a historical perspective, if people can find that interview on Infowars or I don't know what Alex does with it and download it, you know, I would just keep that somewhere because that feels like an interview they're going to try to wipe off the face of the earth. Kanye pretty much gave everybody in the media exactly what they wanted. He was pushing the boundaries, I believe, of what the Bible says, where it says love your enemies, right? In the Bible, you're supposed to love your enemies, love everyone. And Kanye went the distance. He said at the end, he even said, I love Mao. I love Stalin, Jeffrey Dahmer. He said he loves Hitler or likes Hitler, and that, you know, he doesn't want to hear people talk bad about Nazis all the time because they actually did some good things. And one thing I have a lot to say, and you know, I'm going to say my mind, and I'm not going to be misconstrued for saying what he said. I'll say what I want. He's his man, I'm his, and I'll say that later. But in general, all these people on Twitter, I just found this interesting. They keep saying, you know, he's saying Nazis didn't do all good things, or they didn't do all bad things, and that offends me. And I'm like, if it offends you, then let's get rid of NASA. I'd be fine with that. I don't know what they're doing anyway, but you don't want to get rid of NASA, right? NASA was helped founded by Wernher von Braun, who was a Nazi. Operation Paperclip was Nazis. And also Volkswagen is Nazis, you know. Oh, I'm going to drive a Tesla. Now I'm driving a Volkswagen. And here's my, maybe perhaps the company I like the least, which is Bayer. Bayer came from Germany and Bayer merged with Monsanto. And Bayer, I believe, and Monsanto are evil companies. They control our food and drug supply. So once again, I'm not defending everything he said because I'm my own man and he's his own man. I'll get into that later. I just find it hilarious that the whole world's going to freak out over this. Understandably, I'm not acting like I'm shocked or freaked out. I get it. But you're going to act like it's crazy that he said that they didn't do all bad things, but you're allowing companies from Nazi Germany that control our food and drug supply. So all I'm saying is keep that same energy if you don't believe they ever did anything good. I'll agree with you if you call to get rid of NASA and Bayer. If you don't want to call to get rid of NASA and Bayer, then you feel the same way as Ye. You just won't say it aloud. You think that there's some good things that came from it, like our space program and Monsanto Bayer, or Bayer that owns Monsanto. So I can't help but unsee that. That's just one angle. I want to say a few disclaimers first, and not because I'm like afraid, but I just want to be very clear because I'm playing a different game than Ye. Ye's playing this game of call me what you want. You call me a Nazi, you call me this, you call me that. He doesn't care anymore. He calls himself a Black, a Jew, a Nazi. He's taken every title. He talks to Black people. He talks to Christians. So I'm not playing that game just personally, and I'm not going to be falsely accused. That's just my personal belief, and that's how I feel. So I'm not going to be falsely accused. And I just want to say to the people that are going to misconstrue what I'm saying or whatever, you know, I don't believe in violence, Palestinians versus Jews, Jews versus Palestinians, black, white, what's going on in Chicago and other cities. I disavow all senseless violence, and I think it's evil. And I love people from every group, you know, individuals. And there are certain people, you're supposed to love your enemies, but there's obviously people I don't like as much. But you get what I'm saying. I'm not with all of what they're going to claim this is. Secondly, I want to tell a story real quick that happened on a live stream because it kind of plays into how I feel about race and edgy conversations. I was talking to Adam Krigler yesterday, and he brought up this, or I brought up the Nick Cannon thing, where Nick Cannon said basically that he believed that white people, all white people, were genetically inferior to black people. But then he had to apologize to some rabbi because he said something about Jews, which just shows you, you can literally say white people are genetically inferior and nobody seems to care. But if you offend the group that doesn't exist, they'll make you go on a rabbi apology tour. Whatever. All I'm saying is, you know, Adam was, and this is a difference of belief that we both have, but I think we see eye to eye. We just have a different way of going about it. Adam, I had a great time in his podcast, by the way. But Adam said it was racist. And I said, I don't use that word because I believe that word just basically means like, oh, I'm better than you and don't say that. I'm going to disprove Nick without condemning his speech. So I said, Nick Cannon, if you truly believe that white people are inferior, then why are you always dating and marrying white women? Mariah Carey doesn't have a lot of melanin. So, you know, I don't have to call him a racist to prove that I don't believe what he's saying. If he wants to believe that my entire ethnic group is inferior, I don't agree, but I don't think he even agrees with it because he always wipes up white women. So you see what I'm saying? I can disprove his argument without just writing it off completely. So that's just like an insight to how I deal with stuff. I understand that it's not going to be popular. So Kanye went straight at it and said pretty much everything you shouldn't say, everything. I don't even know where to start, but I guess I'll try. Because obviously this is all going to, the biggest headline is going to be Kanye says he likes Hitler, Nazis, obviously. And I'm not making excuses for that. I feel like he purposely did that or else he wouldn't have said it. I don't think he's crazy. I don't think he's dumb. I think he's saying, you've taken everything from me, try me. You call me this, I'm that. I'm a Jew, I'm this. I don't care. I like that person, I like that person. Things that they're not going to cover, obviously, for obvious reasons. He started out saying pornography was evil. And he also said when it comes to the pedophilia stuff and, you know, the Balenciaga story, he basically said he thinks when you're watching porn, you're watching somebody's daughter and you're watching another woman. And he said a lot of those people in porn, Kanye thinks, are, you know, products of pedophilia. So he said, even though you're not personally like a pedophile when you watch porn, he says you're playing into the system of pedophilia by just watching porn because a lot of people in it are a product of that. I found that profound. Of course, that's not going to be covered. And I understand. I'm not making excuses for why. He purposely said all the other stuff and knew that that was going to be the headline. With that being said, I think it kind of plays into the same category as, you know, the person that is fake and politically correct will look at that interview and say, oh, it's all bad because Kanye said stuff about Nazis and Hitler, which is the politically correct and safe thing to say, right? Like, oh yeah, it's all bad because he said that. But really, if you listen to the rest of the interview, that what I just said is a pretty profound statement. There was a lot of other stuff said, but that's going to be ignored. That's fine. I don't care if people ignore it. I'm just saying it's the same sort of dynamic where you have people who are going to sit there on Twitter today and say, and I understand why, it's the safe thing to say. Nazis all bad, Hitler's all bad. You know, give me more college speaking tours. I get it. Hitler and Stalin were Time Magazine Person of the Year, People of the Year. I'm not saying that makes them good. I'm just saying they were. If you want to say, once again, I'm just going to make this point clear. If you want to say everything Nazis ever did was bad, the first point Kanye brought up was highways and microphones. I don't even know that they created those. But I'm just saying, if you really think everything they did and said was bad, get rid of every German company, including Bayer and NASA, which was basically orchestrated by a Nazi. But you don't want to do that. So that's all I'm saying is you feel the same way. You just won't want to say it. I know people are going to get bothered by this, but this is just how I feel. When you listen to a hippie, right? They say, I love everyone. I love everybody. Well, does that include Nazis and Hitler? They don't say, I love everyone except for that. They just say, I love everyone. So I think from now on, hippies should specify, because obviously if you say, I love everyone and I love Stalin and Mao and Jeffrey Dahmer, people think you're a psycho. But if you say everyone, technically you're talking about them too. I'm just saying. With that being said, I think the game that he's trying to play is not the game I'm trying to play. I don't want to be falsely labeled. I don't appreciate it. And I'm going to define myself. I don't want the media or someone else to define me. If I feel something, if I want that label, I'll take it. With Kanye, I just don't think he cares, where he mentioned in the Drink Champs interview that he, you know, when they call him an anti-Semite, he's like a snowball. He said, a snowball doesn't stop when it's rolling downhill. It just picks up everything. He says, so when I'm going downhill, I don't care what you call it anymore. I'm just going to pick it up like a snowball and take a tree, take a house, and I just get bigger and bigger. So it's clear that that's his strategy. That's just the truth. Most people care when you call them an anti-Semite or a Nazi or a racist or a white nationalist. Kanye is a black man who identifies as a Jew, who now says he's a Nazi as well. I just don't think he cares what people call him, and he's not willing to budge. In the interview, some other side notes, just real quick. I know that's the big story, but he let Laura Loomer call in. Laura Loomer is a Jewish woman who also got debanked. She got debanked before Kanye West. He has her phone number. So for someone who supposedly hates Jews so much, he identifies as a Jew and as a Nazi, and he calls Laura Loomer. I feel like Kanye's just destroying everything. Like, just like everything you think, every constraint that you have, I'm taking it all. Milo's also Jewish, is a campaign manager. But anyway, Laura Loomer calls in, and she made a pretty profound statement about getting debanked. She said, as a Jewish woman, this is my experience. Has nothing to do with what Kanye said or anything. She got debanked for criticizing Muslims or something, or I'm not really quite sure what she did to get debanked. But Laura Loomer, I thought, made a profound point on the podcast. Of course, it's going to be ignored. Not saying I don't get why, but it is what it is. I listen to most of it. She said, you know, it's easy for you to distance yourself from me, which is what a lot of people did to Laura. Like, oh, you know, she's too crazy. And it's like, yeah, I wouldn't have done that. I wouldn't have done that. But at a certain point, it gets to you. That was Laura Loomer's kind of statement. So she's like, you could disavow me and Nick and Ye, and that's fine. But eventually it's going to be you. And I think we saw that with a lot of the lockdown measures, where it's like something that turns against all of society. And now it's not just the brave ones that are getting persecuted. It's everybody. And I thought that that was interesting. And the fact that she's Jewish just makes it all that much more interesting. He read off his phone Owen Benjamin jokes about Ben Shapiro and Candace Owens. Another one of the jokes is like Ben Shapiro is just mad at Kyrie Irving because Kyrie Irving won't sign his basketball. Owen Benjamin is a comedian who has been written off. He's been deemed anti-Semitic, but really he's thriving. He has kids, a farm, and he just doesn't really care about anyone else. But I thought that was pretty funny that Kanye, or Ye, excuse me, the artist formerly known as Kanye, Ye is just like, hey, Alex, I want to read jokes aloud. And people will act like I'm making excuses, which I'm not. I'm going to say my own piece. But I get what he's doing, where Owen Benjamin doesn't like Nick Fuentes, at least as far as I remember. But Ye doesn't care. He's this type of person where he's like, I don't care. I'm going to bring together Laura Loomer and Milo. Laura Loomer doesn't like Milo. Fuentes doesn't like Owen, but that's always been kind of Ye's role. He's like, I'm going to put Marilyn Manson on a stage with a Christian and Travis Scott. He feels like he's the type of Christian, and you can condemn him and you can hate him and you could call him everything you want. That's fine. But he's always been this way where he's like, I feel like I can sit with George Soros and I think George Soros can be saved. He said that in the interview. So I understand why people are going to freak out. I think much of it is justified. I mean, he definitely took what you're not supposed to do in society and did it. He said, listen, I love Jewish people and I love Nazis. I'll sit down with George Soros. I love Stalin. I love Mao. What are you going to do to me? And then he self-identified as it. He said, what are you going to do? Yeah, I say it. What are you going to do? Everyone's freaking out saying he's lost his mind. I don't think so. I wish I did so I could just, you know, be politically correct or whatever, but I think he knows what he's doing. He's just taking it to the next level of what most people won't take. And I'm not going to make excuses for things that I don't believe and I wouldn't say, because I'm my own man. I'm just going to say this. I analyze the news. If I feel a certain way, I'm going to say it. I'm not Ye, Ye's not me. I'm not a 40 plus year old black, Jewish, and apparently Nazi man, whatever he wants to self-identify as, you know, today, a Christian American. Whatever. I didn't make billions of dollars in the industry. I didn't marry Kim Kardashian. My story is not Ye's story. So he has to deal with the life that he's chosen, and I have to deal with the life that I've chosen. So I'm not going to, I don't identify as that. And I don't want to be identified as that. I don't want to be falsely labeled. But at the end of the day, I think at a certain point, people are going to say stuff about you anyway. So his strategy is, I don't care anymore. I just don't care. And there's something that's freeing about that. You know, there's a lot of people that will say a lot of stuff about him. I mean, that was the craziest interview of all time. It's going to be the most discussed interview probably ever. It's probably the craziest interview in modern history. I would say even the second craziest thing I've ever seen isn't even close to that. And, you know, everything the media could have wanted Kanye to say about himself or about how he feels, he said. You know, everything that they suspected or that they thought, he said it. So, you know, he wants all the smoke. You know, he's chosen this path. Apparently, he even said he was pro-Putin. He's taking everything. Oh, you're fighting Putin? I like him. You don't like these people? I like him. You don't like these people? I like him. You don't like this? I am that. That's what I am. He's like a kid in a candy store. Don't touch that. Don't say that. Well, I want to say that. So he's chosen this path. And I think that he's going to walk probably one of the toughest roads ever. But, you know, if he is who he thinks he is and he is as blessed as he thinks he is, maybe that is the path that he was chosen for. Because I think in this country, there's a lot of things that are off limits. And for example, flat earth, not to get off topic, but like flat earth and round earth, right? That's a big conversation, except it's not really a conversation because people have said, well, that's too taboo. I'm not going to lie. I've watched flat earth and round earth debates before because most people will just say, you're wrong. I condemn you for thinking the earth is that shape and I must be right. But how much time have you really spent on it? You get what? This is all I'm saying. I'm not saying you have to believe the earth is flat. I'm not saying you have to believe the earth's round. I don't care what you believe about the earth, but I would say 95% of people who believe that the earth is round have never even looked into it to any scale. And I would say most people that believe it's flat doesn't mean they're right, but they've probably done some research that's made them feel that way. So for some reason, there's certain topics where people throw up their hands and say, I have the moral high ground. You can't say that. You can't think that. But I don't even have to explain why, because you're wrong. That's why I don't call Nick Cannon a racist. I would think that there are people that look like me that have been killed to the tunes of millions of people and dehumanized in history, whether it be through, you know, there's a lot of Armenian genocide, Bolshevik Revolution. I'm not saying I'm those racists. I'm just saying there have been tragedies against people who look like me. With that being said, most people would consider what Nick Cannon said. If he says, I think white people are genetically inferior, some people would consider that a threat and, well, you're dehumanizing me and that's going to lead to me dying. And I'm not even saying that that might not be true. I mean, I don't know where this all ends as far as when people start, you know, really dehumanizing others. With that being said, I personally just, this is how I feel. I know that this is not popular. I understand that this isolates me from all of the left wing and 90 something percent of the right wing, but I will no longer just call Nick Cannon a racist because of two reasons. One, if you look at different ethnic groups, there are pros and cons to certain things. Like on average, Asian people aren't as good at basketball as Black people, but Jeremy Lin is better. He's an Asian player. Better than most Black people. That's just a fact. You know, Asian people tend to do better at math than Black people. So I don't look at it. This is just my personal belief when it comes to all races. I don't look at anybody as superior and inferior. I think of everybody as just different. And you have the chance to be a Jeremy Lin, who is an anomaly. I'm not saying myself, the word anomaly. He surpasses what it's supposed to be because we're all individuals and we all have the gift to be something that people think we can't be. So I can't just call Nick Cannon racist because although I disagree with what he's saying about me being genetically inferior to him and his people, I think it would be disingenuous to just say that's not even a possibility. And also, I'm just going to be like, if you really feel that way, why are you always dating white women? You know, what's your affiliation with the, you know, lesser developed human beings that you can't get enough of? It's because you know it's not true. It's the same with LeBron when he says stuff, but then he lives in a neighborhood of other type of people. Like, if you really believed what you said you believe, so I can disprove what they say or debate them without just writing the whole thing off. And all I'm saying is with what's going on here, most people are just going to write it off and just say it's all crazy. He's mentally ill. He needs to go back on drugs, says Ben Shapiro, or he needs to go to rehab. You can feel that way, but that's the path that he chose. And he's going to have to deal with the consequences of saying stuff like that. Because in this world, I would say one of the craziest things you could say is, I like Hitler. I'm a Nazi. I'm a Jew. I like Stalin. I like Mao. I like Jeffrey Dahmer. Like, these are things that are going to make a path hard for you, because for obvious reasons. But that's what he's doing. And it'll be interesting to see what happens to him after that, because he said everything. Everything you shouldn't say and more, unapologetically. And I would say, despite the fact that people probably don't want me to say this, he didn't do it with a lot of hate in his heart. He just said, I don't hate anybody. Not Stalin, not Mao, not George Soros, not even the Zionists that I think closed my bank account down. And that's how I feel. But I'm going to say what I want when I want. And he's pushing the boundaries of free speech. You don't have to like it. You can condemn him. You could say it's horrible. I mean, it's going to be a very difficult path of winning president. It always was going to be. But, you know, this is definitely opening up a whole nother wormhole. But outside of things that I personally wouldn't do myself, because I don't feel that way and I just wouldn't do it, I could sit here and act like that was the worst thing I've ever seen and it's so bad. But another angle of it is, like, that is the boundaries of cancel culture. You know, you want to find out what cancel culture looks like? We're about to find out. You want to look at the boundaries of free speech? He said that he would give his phone to Alex Jones and Nick Fuentes, even though they're banned on Twitter. And now they're tweeting from his account. So he's pushing the boundaries of it on Twitter. My story later that is way more important than this story, possibly. I mean, this is an important story, but perhaps the most important thing coming out that nobody really seems to know that's happening, which I was going to do this morning, is Elon Musk says Neuralink, the brain plant computer chip like thing, is coming out in 6 months. So I have feelings, you have feelings about this, but let's, whether you agree or disagree with my take, Elon Musk is about to greenlight, when the FDA greenlights it, a computer chip that plants into the human brain, and it's already been planted into the brain of monkeys, and they're doing simulation videos and stuff. So they're controlling monkeys via, like, switch with a chip in their brain. So to me, that's a huge story that affects all people. And I'm going to cover that later, because I was hoping that it was just this idea, like, we're going to go to Mars, that never happens. But it seems like he's really trying to roll it out pretty soon. And now I see where all the conversations are coming, where people say, oh, is Elon controlled opposition? And I'm, you know, I always try to give people the benefit of the doubt, because I'm like, yeah, he did this. Yeah, he did this. Nobody's perfect. Honestly, I try to give everybody the benefit of the doubt. But yeah, I mean, if he's going to do all these American patriotic things and be like, America first, yeah, we need free speech, but then he's like computer chips in the head, we'll see. Because it'll start with Alzheimer's, and we're going to cure these diseases. And let's be honest, my grandfather died of Alzheimer's. It's one of the saddest things you could experience. It's really sad, especially since my grandfather was so healthy. He was such a healthy man. He probably would have lived to 100 if he didn't get Alzheimer's. So on one hand, you want to believe that that can be cured. On another hand, a computer chip going into humans' brains, where does this go? Does this turn into superhumans? Does this turn into, you know, I mean, I don't need to tell you where this might possibly go. But it's very, very concerning. I saw one joke. Someone said that Kanye already has Neuralink, and this is just Elon Musk trolling. Could be, but probably not. Also, one part that I missed was Kanye had a net in his hand and a Yahoo bottle, and he was doing an impression of Bibi Netanyahu, net and Yahoo. That was pretty wild. It's the craziest interview ever. Regardless of what you think, I think whether you hate what he said, whether you think it's evil, whether you think he's crazy, mentally ill, on drugs, should be condemned, shouldn't run, is in trouble, whatever, I would say find that interview and watch it, because it's definitely the craziest interview that you'll probably ever see, unless Ye keeps doing more interviews like that. Because like, anything that you thought was too far or politically correct or edgy, that goes way, way further. I mean, that goes, what he did today, I think, goes further than what Farrakhan said. And this also might be an unpopular opinion, what I'm about to say, but it is the truth, because I actually looked it up. So conservatives always smear, and liberals will smear, Farrakhan, and I'm not saying he's above scrutiny. I'm not like a massive fan, but I watched the full interview where Farrakhan talks about Hitler. And at the end, Farrakhan condemns the murder. He doesn't agree with the murder in that interview. He said, I condemn the evil that the white people did to their own, like whatever, you know, he condemned the murder in Germany in the interview. But his point was similar to what Ye is saying, honestly, better spoken than Ye in some ways, basically trying to say, you know, there is a story that happened before all of the tragedy happened, and I'm just telling the story. But at the end, he said, I condemn the evil. I condemn the murder. I don't agree with that. But if you want to talk about this part, I'm going to talk about it. So every conservative that says, oh, he just said this and that, they never watched that full interview either. He actually condemned the murder and the violence while explaining the rebuilding of the country, which was getting destroyed. That was his nuanced take. It's like, why was Stalin the man of the year? I don't like Stalin. I don't like communism. I don't like Soviet Union Russia. And I don't like the fact that they killed 6 million people. But if you're going to say, hey, Stalin did, you know, clean up the environment, or he did do a lot of good stuff, or he was good for 20 years before he was bad, I'm not going to call you a racist or something. I'm going to be like, maybe, I don't know. I'm not as well versed on that part of history, but maybe that's true. Maybe it's not. So I get if you really understand history, then it's like, no, that's wrong. Let me debate it. But a lot of people know nothing and they'll be like, no, you can't say that. So that's why he's saying it. I'm not making excuses for like half of the stuff he said, because I wouldn't say it. And if I meant it, I'd say it. I'm not that group. I don't have anything to do with that country. I'm an American. I'm a Christian. I'm not a lot of things that he said he is, but I get what he's saying. He's like, I don't care what you call me. Call me that. I'll be it. And for sure, I think a point that I really want to make is there's going to be tens of thousands of people on Twitter today saying, specifically the one part where he said not everything those people did was bad, and they're freaking out. If you truly believe everything that they did was bad, you got to get rid of Bayer. Bayer, in my opinion, is one of the most evil companies in America. They control our drugs. They control our food supply. They merged with Monsanto, which should have been some sort of blocking of those two wicked companies. But they merged with Monsanto in 2016 or 2017 or 2018, and nobody seems to care between manipulation of our food supply, drugs. So just keep that same energy. This is why I don't like political correctness. Is it mean to say mean things? Yes. Is it mean to blame people for things? Absolutely. Is it mean to have bad opinions? Sure. But is it mean that the fact that nobody cares that a company out of Germany is, in my opinion, screwing up our food and drug supply and nobody seems to care? Keep that same energy. If you think that Nazis never did anything good, get rid of Bayer and get rid of NASA. But you guys wear NASA shirts and drive Volkswagens. So it's like, whether he means to do it or not, Kanye's exposing everything. And I'm not making excuses and justifying. I'm just saying that's what he's really doing, because people don't really believe what they actually say. And if you ask me, what's a bigger deal? What Bayer and Monsanto are doing to the American people, or what Kanye said on Alex Jones? What affects people more? You know? Same with Kyrie Irving. You know, I had people call me names and like thinking I agreed with the Kyrie Irving documentary. If I agreed with it, I'd say I agreed with it. I don't, because I didn't even watch it. I don't even specifically care what's in the documentary. Just the fact that they got mad at him, but not Amazon, right? I'm always looking for an angle, because I just don't see things the way other people see it, because I'm not politically correct. I don't care if Nick Cannon says I'm genetically inferior. I don't care that he says that. I wouldn't say it, but I'm looking for the angle. He's on an apology tour for that, but not Amazon, because they're partnered with the NBA. Why? It's because this is how dumbed down society is. So I would say wherever the bar was that Kanye and Kyrie had it, it just got raised by 40. Like, I mean, I don't think anyone has said and done what Kanye just said and did probably since, I don't know, early, mid-1900s. It's pretty crazy. Someone said tribalism is dumb. We should stop doing it. I would say this, though. This is kind of my counter to that. Everybody has a tribe. I don't know that tribalism really is dumb, because at the end of the day, human beings isolated are not powerful. If you're Jewish and your tribe is Jewish, I don't think there's anything inherently wrong with that. If you're American and your tribe's American, if you're Black and your tribe's Black, if your family is your tribe, everybody has a tribe. So even people that say, I'm not tribal, but I'm libertarian, well, your tribe is libertarianism. I'm not tribal. I like the Giants. That's your tribe then. Everybody has some sort of tribe. You know, your vibe is your tribe. So I understand what people are saying, but I don't know that I agree with that completely, because everybody in some extent has some sort of tribe, in my opinion. You know, and if you reject tribalism, you're going to be amongst people who also reject it. Now that's your new tribe. Someone said, Ye loves Zionism. He said he loves the Zionists. He said he loves Stalin, Hitler, Mao, Nazis. I mean, that's one way to get a headline. You know, that's one way to shatter free speech. And I'm not going to make excuses for it, but hippies say all the time, I love everyone. And he like, I love everyone. I love this person. I love this person. I love it. Well, you can't say, well, then every hippie has to now say, I love everyone except for this group. You know, they have to specify, because you can't do it. Where's the interview of Gates saying, I don't know. Let me know what you guys think. I'm going to read some comments on the screen. That's my take. Obviously, you know, he's his own man. I'm not going to justify or defend everything he said. He said it for his reasons. That's his path he's walking on. My path is doing what I do, and I do it as honestly and as accurately as possible. With that being said, I watched the whole interview, and it was like jaw-droppingly boundary pushing to the point where Alex Jones was uncomfortable on his own show. You know you're going far when Alex Jones is like, whoa, dude, like, you know, I don't know about that. And to be fair, I would have probably done similar to Alex. I wouldn't have said the same stuff, but I would have been like, asked questions like, are you saying this? Like, what do you mean? And, you know, are you doing it to just take a label away from them? Like, you can call me that, so I am that. I know Bryson does that with like homophobic. Like, they always call Bryson homophobic, and he says, yeah, I'm homophobic. You know, yeah, that's me. I don't do that, because I'm not like copping out. I'm just like homophobic, phobia, afraid. Am I afraid of homosexuals? Not really. I wouldn't say I'm like afraid of that or them. Like, oh my God, they just walked down the street. So I just reject that word, because I don't think it makes sense. But I respect people that just embrace it, because they just don't care. You know, it's the same thing Bryson does. He's like, yeah, that's me. Now what? You know, now that you embrace it, where are you going to go from there? Let's see. Yeah, I'd ask him to elaborate. I mean, that to be fair too, to, you know, Tim and Luke, who I think Luke should apologize just for saying he's like damaged from meds, but if he wants to believe that, that's fine. You know, if this would have went into a 3-hour conversation, Tim would have, I mean, this would have ended at some point if he was going to go that far. Maybe he only went that far because it was Alex and he knew he probably could get away with it. I don't really know. I think Kanye called Tim an NPC as well, which is pretty funny. Someone said, just watched it. What a load of crap. Let me read some stuff. Someone said, I agree. Get rid of all the above. NASA, Bayer, etc. And some people will think I'm like copping out. This is just the way my brain works. I like immediately find the hypocrisy and like, okay, I get that people are outraged. You have every right to be upset and outraged if that's how you want to be and feel, you know, condemned. I just personally, if I'm going to condemn something, I need to explain why. And it's funny just watching so many people take the angle of, you know, I condemn this because he said that that group never did anything bad or never did everything wasn't bad. It's like, bro, you use stuff that group created or worked on every day and you don't condemn it. You drive their cars, you use their space programs, you eat their drugs. And unfortunately, Bayer has a huge chunk of food supply because they're spraying all the stuff with Monsanto like Roundup type stuff. And then I believe, don't quote me on this, but the reason that they're doing that is because you can't patent, and once again, do not quote me on this because I'm not 100% sure, but I wouldn't say it if I didn't think it was true to some extent. They spray the stuff with all these things because if you genetically modify a food, you can patent the genetically modified. Same with viruses, it's the same sort of thing. So they're doing that in the food supply. Keep that same energy. I'm with you. Yeah, they are all bad. They are all bad, right? So let's get rid of, oh, you don't want to get rid of that? Then what do you want to do? You just want to complain on Twitter for 2 days and go back to gatekeeping and doing nothing? I don't get it. You know, I wish I could pretend like I got it where this was going, but I don't, you know, I want to keep that same energy with Bayer and NASA. Someone said true free speech. Ye's a guru for NPC. I mean, that's one way to look at it. Let me see. Someone said stage to get clicks. Could be. I mean, a lot of people are playing the angle that he's just trying to get everybody in trouble. And I see that angle because, I mean, he's definitely going to get Alex Jones in more trouble. Even though Alex disagreed with him, that's one way to get Alex in more trouble. That's one, you know. I don't think Ye's purposely doing it, though, because at the end of the day, if I listen to him talk, he's not just like going there and saying, like, he's explaining himself. And then he takes it super far, almost as like a, what are you going to do? And I'll say this too. I have a interview, or it was Kanye on television with Mike Myers during the Red Cross of the Katrina, Hurricane Katrina. And Mike Myers is reading from a script. This is like decades ago. And Kanye goes off script and says, he literally said live on air in the Red Cross, he said, I don't like the way the media portrays black people. He said, when white people are looking for food, they're looking for help. When black people are doing it, they're looting. I don't like that. And then he said, you know, they're telling military people to shoot black people in the street, which was actually true. They were giving them the right to kill people during Hurricane Katrina, the cops and the military. But then he said, George Bush doesn't care about black people. So he said it then. He took the microphone from Taylor Swift and nobody's, you know, that was like mean. But the video was, you know, the Beyonce video that he said was better was, what was it? Oh, my single ladies. It was an iconic video. What video was the Taylor Swift video? No one remembers because it wasn't that good of a video. I don't even like Beyonce, but the single ladies video was iconic. I still remember the color, the dancing, the movements. It was the better video than Taylor Swift. I mean, it wasn't the right thing to do, but he was right. Beyonce's video was better. All I'm saying is he's always been this person. So I think as a rapper, most rappers play it safe. It's safe to sell cocaine and act like you're such a great person. So I don't know. He's keeping the same energy. Like, I'm going to say everything people don't want me to say. What are you going to do about it? That, and he's taking on the most powerful people in the world, the most wealthy people in the world. He's making fun of Jared Kushner and his brother, calling them marshmallows. He's like, they're marshmallow soft. He's making fun of Ari Emanuel. I mean, the people that took his money, he's like, let me and your wife, you know, go in a different room and work on a fashion design, but we'll keep it Christian. I mean, I'm not making excuses for the guy. He's ticked off. They took everything from him. And now he's sending it all back. He's like, I'm not going to censor myself one second. I don't care what you call me. I don't care what you say about me. I'm going to do it all. Someone said, Ye just retweeted me. Is that for real? Let me see. Did he really retweet me? That would be pretty nuts. Oh, he really did. Holy crap. Well, it was just a clip of him saying, I love Jewish people, but I also love Nazis. This is going to break the internet and get Alex Jones in trouble. Holy smokes. He really did just retweet that. That's pretty crazy. I mean, it was just a video clip of him. Here, I'll read what he retweeted. Damn. Now I'm getting nervous. No, I'm just kidding. But that's kind of shocking. That's like when Elon retweeted me. People were like, yo, I was with my family. And people were like, yo, Elon Musk retweeted you. And I was like, what? Like, I left my phone away for 2 hours. And I went back to my phone and he retweeted me. And it was a video of him saying that he thought that population growth was not the problem. It was population collapse. And it was like, and now it's like, here's the clip that he retweeted. I said, Ye said he loves everyone and everyone can be healed. I love Jewish people, but I also love Nazis. This is going to break the internet and get Alex Jones in trouble, which is true. I mean, I'm not, someone said you're about to blow up. Here's the thing. I don't even want to blow up though, because I don't like, where does this go? Where do you go from here? You know what I'm saying? I don't want more attention because, you know, the people with all the media resources are very unstable and unfair. So, you know, I get why people feel a certain way, but I really like Daryl Davis. I don't know if you know Daryl Davis. Like, that approach always made sense to me anyway. And Jon Stewart, honestly, when he talked about Kanye, you know, Jon Stewart is a Jewish man, but he said with Kanye and Kyrie, listen, I don't know how he feels now. He might feel differently, but he's like, I don't believe in putting them in timeout. I believe in talking to them and trying to get to the bottom of it. Because when you put people in timeout, I bet you Kanye never would have went to this level if they didn't keep putting him in timeout all the time. So, you know, every action has a reaction, and that's just the truth of life. So I don't think Kanye was trying to go this far, but you take away a couple $1 billion from him, freeze his bank accounts. I don't think he really cares anymore. He says he's fasting, like he's got no money. I don't know if that's true, but who knows? In general, when it comes to Daryl Davis, I don't know if you know Daryl Davis. He's a black jazz musician who sits down with KKK members, and he's got dozens of people to rethink their mind because they never met a black man as chill as Daryl Davis. That's all I'm saying. You know, I like that approach to it. So when someone comes out and says something that's crazy, if it's coming from a place of like, I love everything, I get the dynamic of it because I've seen it. I've seen it happen. Oh, I want to read this. Willy Wonkanobi. He said this dude couldn't suck his D harder. Let me know what you disagree with, because I'm here for dialogue. I want to hear like your opinion. So, you know, if you think I'm doing too much, I just want to hear what your take is, like what you disagree with or what you like, because I'm not opposed to it. This is just how I feel. I didn't really think about what I was saying before I went. I just went with it. But, you know, I'm not responsible for what he says. I'm not responsible for what he does. If I was responsible for what he did, I'd have billions of dollars in a shoe line, which I don't, or at one point I would have. So I'm not going to take the blame or responsibility for what someone else says when I'm not saying it. You know, he's him, I'm me. We're both men. It's the same with anybody I follow. Bryson Gray is my friend, but he lives his life. I live my life. We're both men. We have to handle what we do, you know? So someone said, I'm starting really to wonder about you, Anomaly. Well, you could wonder all you want, but I'm looking for people's opinions. Someone said, what do you think about the whole Kazarian versus Hebrew sort of thing? I'm not that familiar with the, you know, I'll just say my friend Roseanne Barr, who, by the way, I actually tried to get an interview with Kanye, Jewish woman, Kanye, who is multitude of things. I tried to set them up for a debate or a conversation, you know, more a conversation, because they're both like, I see the similarities in them. They're both wild and unfiltered. But in general, hold on, I forget the comment I was reading. I got to go back up. What was the comment I was reading? Sorry, I got lost in the sauce. You retweeted me again. Let me see. I only see one. I said, well, that wraps up the craziest interview in modern history. Download it, save it. That's a free man walking. The most politically incorrect interview in history with the biggest entertainer of the modern era. He said everything you're not supposed to say and said it. Thoughts? He just keeps retweeting me. That's pretty crazy. Someone said stay humble. I mean, he's retweeting things that are legit. I'm like, what do you think about it? So someone said you're in the radar now. I've been in the radar, but it's like they got everybody's in the radar. You know, if you're reaching enough people, everyone sees it. Oh, okay. I got what you're saying. The Kazarian conversation. You would have to ask somebody, like, I'm sure Roseanne would want to talk about that, or someone. I don't understand. This is why I brought it up. When Roseanne was talking about the Ye stuff, she said that she believed there was like a civil war going on between Jewish people. See, that's something that's beyond my knowledge. So, you know, as far as what she was referencing and all that sort of, you know, debate, that's not... That is what it is. You know, I'm not I don't know enough about it, really. My number of followers on Twitter probably going to double. I don't even care, though. That's the thing. Like, I'd almost rather stay out of it than even double my followers, because it's like this at this moment in time. I mean, he retweeted things that were literally just like basic, like, what do you think about this? And, you know, this is what happened. But. Oh, he retweeted another one. I said, Stalin and Hitler were both Time Magazine Man of the Year. Alyssa Milano switched from Tesla to a car founded by Nazis. Millions of people wear Nazi gear, and it was pioneered by Wernher von Braun. Obviously, you're not supposed to say certain things, obviously, but someone just did. He's going on a retweet spree. That's all I'm saying is I think there's companies in this country, and things in this country that were involved with Germany that could be scrutinized. You know, that's just my thoughts. Someone said the block is hot. Yeah, that's crazy. I wanted to do the thing on Neuralink today because that's kind of nuts that that's happening, but I guess I'll have to wait. Who's retweeting? I don't know. It's either Kanye or someone with his phone. I don't know. That kind of takes precedent, though. I didn't really want to stay for too long because I want to do the Neuralink thing, but anybody have any statements, disagreements? Watching this in real time on Twitter is hilarious. It's pretty crazy, dude. I did not expect that for sure. Someone said blah, 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 ramble on. I want to read some people who disagree. I'm like trying to go through. Someone said Asians are, okay. When I said Asians are better at math, I'm saying if you took an average of people and, you know, their scores versus theirs or their basketball skills versus theirs, I'm not saying every person, and you're saying it's how they grew up. It could be. It absolutely could be that. I'm just personally saying that I don't shut down a conversation. If you want to say you think I'm genetically inferior to you, it might offend me, but I'm not going to just be like, oh, you can't say that. I'm going to have to say my side of it of why I think I'm not. I'm not going to be like, that's impossible or you can't say that. And when it comes to different groups, you know, there's different theories of like, they were in the sun. They were over there. You know, like the average height of certain people in certain areas was way bigger and the average height of certain people is smaller. Doesn't mean everyone's tall or small. Yao Ming is enormous. I'm just saying on averages, like if you ever want to figure out why that happens, you could say God made it that way. You could say it was the weather. You could say it was this. I'm personally just not offended by people speculating. That's just my personal belief. But I understand that that's not popular, but I wish I had like a different take on it. I said that on Adam's show last night and he was like, damn. Someone said he trolled all of us. It is what it is. I mean, the part that I was making about Stalin and Hitler as Time Magazine Man of the Year, I don't know how Time Magazine really works as far as like, do you only pick people you agree with or disagree with? But I'm just saying at some point, they thought Stalin was a two-time Man of the Year. I'm not saying that makes him a good person. I'm just like, I wasn't alive then to know why they did that. You know, that's for them. Someone said you're shook. I'm not really shook. It's just like shocking. The most famous person in the world just retweeted me 3 times at the craziest moment in his like, and it's just a crazy moment, dude. I'm a normal person. And the most famous person in the world just retweeted me 3 times midstream in the craziest interview ever. I apologize, but it's just kind of shocking. You know, I say what I say for a reason, though. I'm not like, I don't know. I said it. I meant it. So I don't agree with everything he says because I'm not him. I'll speak for myself when it comes to Stalin and why he was Man of the Year. I don't know. If I really wanted to know, I guess I would go get the magazine, find it, read it, right? Read it. Why was he? Why did they choose him twice? What did he do? What were the good things he did, or what were the good things that they said he did? What did Elon tweet? I have no idea. I'm just saying Kanye retweeted me 3 times. That's nuts. It is what it is. I mean, one of them was a clip of him. One of them was a, what are your thoughts? Someone said you're a reasonable free speech advocate. Well, for sure, I guess I believe socially, racially, politically that tough topics can be discussed. And I take the Daryl Davis approach, where if you sit down with someone or try to communicate with them, it works better than, I guess, like isolating them, but whatever. Someone said, now you say you love Fauci. Well, I'm not yay, where I'm not on this, like, you know, he's like, I love this person. I love that. I love it. I love all this. Like, that's not particularly how I speak, but you know, that's how he speaks, and he's tapped into his Christianity. So, you know, more power to him. Where can you see the interview on InfoWars? I don't know. Someone said, don't let them get you down. I'm not letting anyone get me down. It's just shocking. I'm not letting anyone get me up or down. I'm just shocked. I'm shocked that I'm getting retweeted at this time. It's just kind of shocking. I'm sorry. I wish I wasn't as shocked or something, but is that not kind of shocking? How would you feel if that happened when you were in a live stream? That was not something I was anticipating. Someone said, if Ye reaches out to be on your show, will you host him? Well, it would definitely have to be on Rumble at this point, no question. It would have to be on Rumble or a free speech platform, but probably. Who retweeted me? Ye, the artist formerly known as Kanye, 3 times in the midst of when people are going to be most pissed at him. I'm just not trying to take the blame for what he said. That's all. It's like I say what I want. He says what he wants. But someone said stop. I'm not apologizing. I'm just like in on air trying to figure out. Like, it's pretty crazy. Someone said you're on another level now, reveling it, dude. Well, it's nice. I mean, I appreciate it. And honestly, my tweets were, I think, valid. I'll just read the 3 he retweeted because they are. There's a reason I said them. I didn't just type them for no reason. All right. I said this. Ready? I said, hold on. I got to go to his Twitter so I can read it. Let me see. I don't know how to even find it. Here it is. All right. Ready? I'm going to read the tweets that he retweeted. One was just a video of him, so it is what it is. One, I said, well, that wraps up the craziest interview in modern history. Download it, save it. That's a free man walking. The most politically incorrect interview in history with the biggest entertainer of the modern era. He said everything you're not supposed to say and then said it. Your thoughts? That was one of the retweets. One of them was, I said, Stalin and Hitler were both Time Magazine Man of the Year. Alyssa Milano switched from Tesla to a car founded by Nazis. Millions of people wear NASA gear, and it was pioneered by Wernher von Braun. Obviously, you're not supposed to say certain things, obviously, but someone just did. I mean, the point, I'm not like a big Wernher von Braun fan or anything. I'm just like, if everybody has that energy, then keep that energy. That's all I'm saying. It's like, if you really believe that nothing good ever came from there, then it's time to talk to NASA and Bayer. I'm more interested in Bayer, honestly, personally, because I don't like what they're doing with the food supply. I don't care if they came from Canada, Sweden, Germany, or communists. Like, Bayer happened to come from Germany, but they are merged with Monsanto. And I think what they're doing to the food and drug supply is questionable. I mean, they have some good drugs, don't get me wrong. But as far as the food supply, you know, I don't like how the food supply is manipulated personally. I don't like all the overly GMO stuff. Someone said it's okay to be someone. Yeah, I've been someone though. It's not even like I'm upset. It's just shocking. And honestly, like, I don't feel like dealing with everything that he's saying. I'm just trying to say my piece about it, but whatever. It's already been that way, though. It's like people always have something to say. So anything I tweet right now will get retweeted. Take advantage of it. I mean, I don't even know what to say, dude. I'm like speechless. Maybe I should get off a live stream and think about it. My phone's probably blowing up. Let me see. Yeah, now people are inviting me on shows and stuff. It's like, what the hell? Dude, he just retweeted me, LOL. Bro, this is some crazy stuff. I gotta not curse. I'm shocked, dude. I don't even know what to say, man. It's shocking. I want to get somebody who like disagrees with what I said here, though, because I don't, you know, I would rather keep both sides of the argument here. I mean, I get the disagreements. It's pretty obvious. Someone said, sounds like Ye's having a blast. Well, I don't know how much you have to ask him how much fun he's having. I think a lot was taken from him. And he's at a point where I don't think he really cares. I think he's said it, though. You take everything. So now I don't really have that much to lose. You took my family. You took my money. So now I feel even more free to just kind of say stuff because you took everything. Let me see. Someone said, proud of me. I don't know that this is like my most proud moment. It just is what it is. Someone said the Man of the Year award is not necessarily an indicator that someone's a good person. I understand that, but I believe Stalin was working with governments and stuff, but whatever, or the U.S. government. Someone said a man with nothing to lose is a dangerous man, so they say. You said what you said and Ye retweeted it? Yeah, I'm aware. Someone said Alex Jones is evil. To each their own. I don't know if that's true, but I would love to sit him down and ask him questions. Yeah, it's a tough spot, though. I mean, it gets crazy when even Alex feels uncomfortable, but it feels like that's what Kanye is purposely doing. Just like, I'm going to go so far that everyone's going to be uncomfortable. It's pretty crazy. Well, not everyone. I'm sure some people are not uncomfortable, but why did they take his money? I think because of the podcast and the comments he made, I believe they terminated a lot of his deals. You know, he had a lot of your net worth. When it's your net worth, is not always cash you have on hand. It's money that you have in companies and stuff. You know, it's not all your cash. So I think they terminated a lot of his deals with the companies that were making billions, and then they froze his account and he owes tax. I don't know what exactly is happening, but I believe. Who's Fat Elon replied to Ye? I don't know what that means. Elon Musk or what? Let me see. Oh, Elon said, Jesus taught love, kindness, and forgiveness. I used to think turning the other cheek was weak and foolish, but I was the fool for not appreciating its profound wisdom. I mean, that's an interesting take from Elon. Let me see. Jesus taught love, kindness, and forgiveness. I used to think that turning the other cheek was weak and foolish, but I was the fool for not appreciating its profound wisdom. Dude, what a crazy freaking time to be alive. Like, honestly, I appreciate the retweet. It's not like a bad thing for my career, but I almost just don't even like attention to that extent. It's like, what the hell? If I got to get this much attention, I got to get my money up. You know, the whole point of being like famous is you got rich. Nobody wants to be famous and not rich. Like, I got to get my money up if I'm going to be conversing with these people. I'm going to just say, wow, to Elon. Dude, what a crazy day, bro. This is like the craziest. This is so crazy, dude. I woke up and like, I turned on. They're like, yo, Alex is going to be on. Or Kanye is going to, Ye is going to be on. Alex Jones. And I'm like, yo, you know, like I was going to talk about Neuralink, which I still will. And then I'm like, oh, I got to watch this. And then I'm watching it, dude. My jaw's hitting the floor the whole interview. And then he's making fun of like Netanyahu and stuff. And I'm like, yo, this is the craziest interview of all time. Like this, nothing even comes close. I'm like, this is nuts. Like it was like the good, the ugly, like everything that people did want, didn't want. It was everything. Dude, this is nuts. With my platform, all right, I figured out a tweet that I'm going to make. All right. I'm going to say, this is true. I tried to set up, all right. I would love if my friend Roseanne Barr Legendary comedian and Jewish American would have could chat with Ye. Wouldn't that be epic? All right, I'm gonna use my platform, not for myself, but this is true, by the way, guys. Hold on, I'm still just shocked. This is nuts. I should have drank more water this morning. I tried to set up with the little power that I have. I tried to set up weeks ago an interview with Roseanne Barr and Ye. And Roseanne is down, by the way. She says she's totally down. I didn't know people close to Ye as much at the time, so it didn't go through, but I think it can now. I would love if my friend Roseanne Barr, legendary comedian Juice, could chat with Ye. Wouldn't that be epic? God is great. Bang. Sense. There we go. So that's the tweet. I said, I would love if my friend Roseanne Barr, legendary comedian and Jewish American, could chat with Ye. Wouldn't that be epic? God is great. There we go. I'd rather see, because Roseanne is really, she's another one where people think she's so crazy, but she's really smart. Same with Ye. Say what you want. He's just not playing the same game as most people. So, you know, I thought when I saw Roseanne's take on Ye, it was pretty fair, very fair. And I said, and I texted Roseanne, I said, would you be interested in having a convo with Ye? And she said, I'd be down, but they probably won't let me. And it was true. I mean, I'm not going to say who I hit up, but I tried to make it happen. It just didn't work. And see, this is before I ever even reached out and said, I want to interview him. I was thinking of other people. I'm like, I'd rather Roseanne talk to him because, you know, she has a similar story getting kicked out of Hollywood. She herself is Jewish, and she's not completely just condemning him. She's giving him the light of day to say what he wants. So someone said the interview was trash. Sure, it was definitely interesting, though. I would love if my friend Roseanne Barr, legendary comedian and Jewish American, could chat with Ye. Wouldn't that be epic? God is great. I mean, that's all I'm going to say for now. Someone said, this is wild. Bro, this is the craziest time ever. I can't even wrap my head around how crazy this all is. Like, it's literally insane. Like, the whole, just everything that's happening is nuts. Someone said, just be you. That's all I know how to do. Someone said, because you gave glory to God. I do. God is great. I'm just shocked. I don't know if I was ready for that this morning. Let's see. I would love if my friend Roseanne Barr, legendary comedian and Jewish American, could chat with Ye. Wouldn't that be epic? Let's see what people are saying. I would rather see Ye and Seth Rogen. He's like, listen, man, it's nah. My Seth Rogen impression for another day. How come you didn't tag them? I don't know why I didn't tag them. I just didn't. Holy smokes, dude. I don't want to say holy smokes, just smokes. Holy smokes is kind of sacrilegious. Yeah, I mean, I gotta go hang out with my boy or something. I remember a photo of Roseanne. Yeah, I mean, I think Roseanne is very impolitically correct as well. Where can you see the interview? I don't know. Someone said the Hitler stuff he was saying was cringe. I hear you, my brother. That's what most people are saying. I just think he's just going everywhere. They're telling him not to. You missed the whole tone of the Tim Pool interview. Apparently, he isn't going to debate with Roseanne. I don't know, though. I mean, maybe, but Roseanne is... I think Ye respects Roseanne. I mean, I don't know if he knows, like, Roseanne as well as everyone else. I'm sure he does, but maybe he just didn't respect Tim Pool and his energy. Roseanne is Roseanne. I don't think Ye, you know, like, Ye's not going to act that way with her. I don't think. Maybe I'm wrong, though. Maybe they don't get along. Interview on Rumble after? Well, that's between them. If they want to talk, they got stuff going. They could do it. But I'm trying to set that up. Honestly, I'd rather that than me, because Here's another thing too. Like when it comes to certain stuff, Ye saying, like Roseanne is way more knowledgeable and opinionated about the Jewish side of things, and also, you know, she also has way more experience getting kicked out of Hollywood. So, you know, I could talk to Ye, but to me, I'd rather see Roseanne do it personally, because I think the pushback would be more interesting. But we'll see. Ye just set the world on fire. He just set my world on fire. I'm like, damn, dude, I just woke up. I feel like I just woke up. I've been watching the interview for a couple hours, trying to like, I was like, let me get away from it. Someone said, yes, please, Kanye, Mazel Tov energy. Mazel Tov. Crazy. All right, I guess I'm going to go, folks. I'm not going to just sit here and act shocked. I guess I'm going to just go. God bless you guys. God bless your family. God bless America. God bless the world. Have a beautiful day, and I'll be back soon. That was my take for what it's worth, and it is what it is. Appreciate your support.